Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming trooper stops homicide suspect with grappler device on I-80. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Wyoming state trooper safely stopped a homicide suspect from Colorado early Thursday morning using a high-tech pursuit device on I-90 in Laramie County. According to a press release from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, just after 5:25 a.m., troopers were alerted to a suspect vehicle heading east from Colorado. Working alongside Laramie County deputies, a Wyoming Highway Patrol unit equipped with a grappler device pursuit system moved in near mile marker 367. The grappler, which uses a netting system to disable fleeing vehicles, was successfully deployed. Both vehicles ended up in the median and the patrol unit rolled. The trooper involved suffered minor injuries and was treated and released from a local hospital. Deputies took the suspect into custody without further incident. Wyoming Highway Patrol Colonel Tim Cameron praised the effort, calling it a powerful example of strong partnerships among Wyoming's law enforcement agencies. He thanked all involved for their quick, coordinated response and commitment to public safety. Former Wyoming consultant joins Trump's BLM as public land debate reignites. A decade after Western states, including Wyoming, pushed to take control of millions of acres of federal land, one of that effort's key players is now in a top federal role. According to WyoFile, Brenda Youngkin, co-founder of Jackson-based Y2 Consultants and lead author of a 2016 report that warned Wyoming lacked the resources to manage federal land, has been appointed senior advisor at the Bureau of Land Management under the Trump administration. Youngkin joins a growing number of Wyoming voices in the Interior Department, including former Game and Fish Director Brian Nesvik and attorney Karen Bud Fallon. Senators Cynthia Lummis and John Barrasso praised her appointment, saying Wyoming's voice is critical in federal land decisions. Meanwhile, conservative groups like the Muley Fanatic Foundation are speaking out against renewed efforts to sell off public lands, warning that such moves threaten the outdoor spaces many Westerners cherish. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.